Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Short. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Bill Short. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lee Elia. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is called out on strikes. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens hits a pop-up towards short. Elia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball towards right. Robinson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Robinson. Johnson moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair bunts towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bill Short is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Short strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of AG who is chasing the ball. Aparicio reaches third base with a triple. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia takes first base on ball 4. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Elia moves to third. Peters moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Berry reaches second base with a double. Elia scores. Peters scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berry. The throw from Echeverrin and he is safe. Berry steals third. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Berry tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Short fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowens hits a line drive into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano strikes out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Adair reaches second base with a double. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron hits a fly ball into left field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 0 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0 for 1 in the game. Echeverrin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bill Short is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Short is 0 for 1 in the game. Short is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Elia strikes out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Adair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowens bunts towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive towards short. Elia reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 2 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Short fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Short fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Elia hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Echeverrin strikes out. 1 out. Bob Johnson pinch hits for Bill Short. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Berry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair who is chasing the ball. Berry reaches third base with a triple. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berry scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Echeverrin and he is safe. Buford steals second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Buford moves to third. Agee moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 3 in the game. Romano strikes out. There goes Buford. He's safe. There goes Agee. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Romano moves to second. It's 5-1, White Sox. Al Weiss pinch runs for John Romano. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Echeverrin to Robinson. The throw back to home, and Agee is out at the plate. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Adair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. J.C. Martin now catching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.